And we're back now for second half action between your University of Chicago Maroons and the Flying Dutch of Hope College. It is a 1-1 tie score as we begin second half play. Goals from Abby Preskoff for the Flying Dutch and Jenna McKinney for the Maroons have made this a 1-1 score. Both teams undefeated coming into this top 15 Premier Division III women's soccer battle. The Maroons now will be going right to left on your screen with the Flying Dutch in their road orange uniforms going left to right. Maroons in their home white uniforms with the maroon trim, numbers, and letters. Jordan Ellingbo is in the navy blue jersey for the Flying Dutch, while Miranda Malone is in the neon green jersey for the Maroons. The second half play is underway. And overall, great defense from both teams in that first half of play. As the Flying Dutch try to create an early opening chance of the second half. As played along to the left side, and a nice block there, and clearing that one out of play for the Maroons was Casey Gervia, number 13 in white, the sophomore from Wyoming, Ohio. Again, I want to thank the great work of our guys behind the scenes, Tim Helms with the camera to my right, and our producer Dan Obie in the shade box behind us. Shade room, rather. Suite, condo, apartment, you name it, he's in shade. It's McKinney with control, gets it back to Hudson at midfield. Hudson to the left side, finds Watkins, who was rather quiet in that first half in terms of opportunities, trying to score. Has a nice chip up ahead, finds McKinney, the lone goal scorer from that first half. Ooh, she wanted to center it in, but was bodied off there by Maria Egloff, and we'll have a maroon corner kick. First one of this half. Maroons had three corner kicks back in the first half. None from Hope College here so far today. As it'll be Vera taking this corner kick for the Maroons. As it goes into the box, hits off of a Flying Dutch defender, a low kick. And live for a moment and trying to make a chance in the air for that one was Casey Gervia, but it goes out of play for a goal kick. Limbo looking to find the spot to put it, and she goes along the left side for it, as it's Curry with the touch. Hillary Curry, number 3, senior midfielder from Grand Rapids, Michigan. That will be out of play for yet another Flying Dutch throw-in. And they come in 3-0, Maroons 4-0. Flying Dutch out of the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, while the Maroons are out of the United Athletic Conference. As this one centered into the box and making the play to try to come out aggressively was Malone. That almost paid off for the Flying Dutch. It could have been very costly for Malone, but she gets back in and settles into the box in time. As that chance there along the left side for Curry, as the whistle goes up and the offsides flag was up, as I do want to make a correction. The goalkeeper in net now for the second half is 00 Katie Donovan. Katie Donovan now in net for the Maroons. Donovan, the 5'7 junior from New Canaan, Connecticut. So Malone got the first half start. As DeVoe has control, gives it to Hudson left side, finds Watkins for a moment. And clearing this one off along the near side was number 23 in Eliza Beard, the senior defensive Flying Dutch player from Holland, Michigan. Nice play from McKinney, centers it in, trying to go back heel there for a moment was number 11 in Katie Jasminski, but it goes out of play. Maroons will have the throw-in. Maroons here with a couple of chances in the last minute or so. This one will be headed in towards Ellingbo, who makes the stop. Kind of a calm breeze out of the southeast direction. Not obviously affecting play by any means, as Watkins centers this one over to Vera. Vera to Watkins, who takes a shot in, and the one-hopper easily stopped there from Ellingbo. And I mentioned Watkins had one good chance back in the early stages of the first half, but didn't really mention her name after that. So he was rather silenced by the Flying Dutch defense. Watkins comes in with 4 goals and an assist, 9 points on the season. Has started in 3 of the 4 games this season. Has played in all 4, started 3 of them, getting her 4th start today. As that centering pass takes a deflection, as Peebles will clear down. And the Flying Dutch will have a throw-in. Just over 5 minutes of the second half played. Still a 1-1 score between the number 15-ranked Flying Dutch and the number 3-ranked Maroons. Trying to hesitate there for a moment was Peebles trying to shake off the defender, but couldn't. Becomes now an opportunity for Dalton and the Flying Dutch, but a nice chase down from DeVoe, and she'll go to the right side with it. A little give-and-go action. She gets her right back, and now want to go out of play for a Flying Dutch throw, but a good stop there from DeVoe defensively. Jasminski off the throw-in. The ball at midfield. It's DeVoe to the left side for Watkins. Anna Watkins, the leading goal scorer for the Maroons, centers it up in towards the box and trying to make the play was Jasminski, but she was about a couple feet short of trying to get a foot on the ball as Ellingbo made the sliding stop. Nice kick down to midfield, and we get a whistle and a foul that goes against the Maroons. We'll see where they put the ball. Be right just outside the midfield line, the defensive half of the Maroons. This kick goes to Watkins, who headers it back. Vera trying to make a play on it, but nicely done stopping that one was Marsman. Marsman trying to stay on the far left side with it. A good cancel off from Suter. Get a whistle and a foul that goes against Marsman. Suter and her are battling for possession. So Suter will have it off the reset. Just over 7 minutes played of the second half. No score in this second half of play. It is 1-1 in the match. And is tripped up there with Jasminski. We play on. And a whistle and a foul there on Vera. She tripped up Morgan Bersma. Bersma with the kick. This one gets into the left side of the box and a whistle and a foul there on Curry, I believe. Well, some early foul calls against both sides here in the early stages of this second half. Again, we'll have men's soccer before you come up. On the other side of Stagfield at the football side for Wednesday night primetime soccer here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. So make sure you stick around for that. We'll have that for you at 7 o'clock as we walk our way to the other side of the field. Chance there for the Flying Dutch is stopped. Watkins. Throwing it to the Vera down the left side, but Vera can't get a touch on it. And this one will go out of play for a Maroon throw-in. It was Bersma trying to clear to the right side, but out. Watkins with control off the throw-in. Peebles up ahead to Vera. Vera settling it down. Trying to go back to her left foot with it, and she does. Vera running out of room. Ball stays in play. Sets into the box. Trying to go back heel style. Goes to McKinney. Centers back. Watkins, the shot's deflected. And a good defensive stance there from the Flying Dutch. Watkins, oh, she was looking for, I think, a deflection. I don't think that was a shot attempt that she had intended for, but nevertheless, Ellingboe makes the stop. And Ellingboe with a clear down to the midfield circle. Trying to hustle and keep it in play with Suter, and she does not. It'd be a Flying Dutch throw-in. Pass there misses Braggington. We've played 10 minutes of this second half. Still a 1-1 score. Bishop trying to take control there for the Maroons. Goals from Prezikoff and McKinney will put us at this 1-1 tie for both sides. And both goals came in the first half. High clearance there from Gervia. And good defense from both sides here. Not letting a lot of A-plus chances from either side develop. As this one, Hudson with the header. It'll be Watkins in control. That'll bring it up. Watkins with four goals on the season so far early on. Watkins wants to chip that one up ahead, but gets it back off the deflection. Watkins with a shot and over the crossbar and out of play. And it'll be a goal kick for the Flying Dutch. Now some subs now come on in. As Sydney Mathis will check back in for the Maroons. And Hudson comes out for them. So does Vera. And Nicole Caspi checks in for the University of Chicago. No one out of play off the goal kick for a Maroon throw-in. DeVoe. Nice header there from Watkins. McKinney with a touch on it. Now on the left side of the box, trying to stay in play, but great defense of Hope College stopping that one from developing any further. And we get a whistle and that goes against the Flying Dutch. So set piece coming up for the Maroons. Peebles will take the kick for the University of Chicago. And she'll get the bonus of moving it up a couple extra yards. Peebles to take it from the left side. Kenny and Watkins, the leading Maroons in the box. Here comes Peebles with the kick, looking for McKinney. And that one, a whistle and a foul there that goes against the Maroons. Ellingboe will take the kick. And she looks to see where she wants to go with it. She'll be right in the midfield line, and it'll be controlled by Hannah Watkins instead for the Maroons. Watkins shoots that one through the box. Took a deflection, as that one will be cleared out for a Maroon throw-in. Sydney Mathis will take the throw-in. Go up to Watkins. Back to Mathis now, left side. Mathis with a move to her right. Looks to center it into the box with some spin on that one. It's high up in the air. And Ellingboe with the little mini hop to make the save. Hudson, who thought it came off earlier, Now she did not check out. So she stayed in, rather. As back in, actually, was Tabitha Bishop, number 30. McKinney, the lone goal scorer for the Maroons. To Watkins, left side. Ooh, she wanted to center her into the box, but deflected away. And some nice defense and clearing it down very nicely there for the Flying Dutch was Eliza Beard, number 23 in orange. And a chance now for the Flying Dutch to their left side. Grace Boobin is... That one goes out of play as we now have under 30 minutes to play in the second half. We have a couple more subs coming in. As coming on out for Hope College is number 11, Megan Bigelow. And also coming out is Preskoff. And in their spots is number 28 in Sarah Meixel and number 15 in Caroline Burkhart. Kenny left that one back there for Hudson. And a turnover now. Here comes Hope College the other way, but clearing that one is Peebles. Looking ahead there, she was looking for McKinney. And this one to the left side, and running out of room there was Audrey White, who checked in a moment ago. And it'll be a go kick for Katie Donovan. And Donovan didn't get the start here in this match today. Came in to start the second half, replacing the sophomore Miranda Malone, who gave up that first half goal to Abby Preskoff. Watkins with a header. Megaloff plays it back now to Donovan. McKinney with control. Oh, she was looking there for a streaking Watkins, but to no avail. Burkhart clearing it down the right side. Back to the possession of McKinney. Peebles with a spin move, and that one a hair too hot as she was looking for Mathis. Not the greatest of passes, but it'd be a Flying Dutch throw-in. As we're going to have a couple more subs come on in now for each side. As coming on off for the Flying Dutch is Riley Dalton. As throwing the sub jersey back was Hillary Curry. Transaction did not go as planned. And also in is Morgan Bersma. As with the throw in, it's Beard. Mathis. To Bishop. Also, Diaz, checks back in for the Maroons. This kind of a sidekick there is. We're looking for Diaz and McKinney now with the header. Diaz will win possession back for the Maroons for a moment. Players get tangled up. And that's going to go in favor of the Maroons. Quickly up at his McKinney, trying to catch the defense of the Flying Dutch sleeping as she was looking for Watkins, but that will not work. And it'll be corner kick number 5 for the Maroons here in this contest. We're going to have a Maroon substitution as coming out of the contest now is number 11 in Katie Jasminski. And in her spot is number 29, Peyton Jefferson. As the corner kick now from Diaz gets into the outside edge of the box, and the kick there from Peebles goes over the net and out of play. And it'll be a goal kick now for Jordan Allenbow. 26 minutes to play here in the second half. It's a 1-1 tie score between the Maroons and the Flying Dutch. Maroons number 3 in the rankings in Division 3, while Hope College comes in ranked number 15. Both teams unbeaten so far here in their young 2018 seasons. It's home heavy in this stretch now for the Maroons. As they'll have two more home matches coming up before they hit the road on the 22nd. And then the month of October is very road traveling heavy to start it, as the Maroons' last home game in September is on the 29th, and then they're not back home until October 18th when they take on the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks. That one goes out of play, and we get a whistle for another sub. As Casey Trevier now will check on out, as coming into the game now is number, and we'll get the number on that in just a moment. It looked like it was Claudia Hodges that checked in, number 23 in white. That one's out of play for a Maroon throw-in. Again, with the sun starting to set here, even with the sunglasses on, it's still hard to see with the numbers with the reflection of the sun in the way. Nevertheless, still a gorgeous day here at Stagg Field. Not a cloud in the sky to report. Temperatures in the high 70s, low 80s. That's what it still feels like as Mathis tries to clear it to the right. Couldn't for that moment, and sliding to a knee there was Grace Boobin, and get a whistle, and it looked like I believe the offsides flag had gone up. It's going to be a reset kick now for Donovan. And with the boot up ahead, goes back in the deflection to Peebles and Bishop. It pinballs around for a moment, now controlled by Bishop fully. And calling for it up along the left side there is Diaz, and she'll get it. Rachel Diaz centers it in towards the box, but a clear out from the Flying Dutch. Mathis looks to keep it back in play. Finds McKinney. Header there from Watkins. As that was Audrey White with possession for the Flying Dutch. And they'll get possession back. The visitors in orange, Hope College, as Mel Whistle goes, and that's going to be against the Maroons, and a free kick coming up. House some subs from both sides coming in just a moment. Could be a big chance here for the Flying Dutch. As the defensive wall set up in front of the kick. McKinney's out there with Peebles and Hudson. I should say, rather, that's Nicole Caspi in the middle of that wall. Taking this kick is Marsman. One goes over that wall, headed up. It goes to the right side for the Flying Dutch. Trying to clear it was Mathis. Couldn't for a moment. Trying to get a shot on there and trying to settle that one down was Egloff, but the offsides flag goes up. So it'll be Donovan with the kick. It's under 22 minutes now to play here in this second half. 1-1, we are tied. Both goals from each side came from back in the first half of play. As it's McKinney going along. Ooh, she was looking there for Diaz, but nice stop there defensively from Eliza Beard. Burkhart plays it to the left as this one's chipped up ahead. It'll find Hudson, who is just going to go to her right with it as she finds Suter. Suter up ahead. Finds Caspi for a moment, who was looking for Jefferson, but that one goes out of play. Got some more subs coming in as well. As Hodges comes on in, McKinney comes out. Once again, we'll have men's soccer for you coming up on the other side of the field at 7 o'clock. And he's trying to make the chase on that one for the Maroons was number 28 in Austin Dellinger, the freshman from Durham, North Carolina. Of course, the Carolina State's about to be affected with Hurricane Florence now, soon to make landfall this week. We send our thoughts and wishes out to everybody that is going to be affected by the impending storm that's going to hit the East Coast. Then on the left side for the Flying Dutch, that one goes out of play, and they'll have the throw-in. The Maroons football team below us just getting done with their weekly Wednesday practice. Our camera guy Timmy Helms remembering his glory days of freshman year football in high school, not college. He didn't get to that level. This one headed into the box. Kind of hesitating there was Donovan. Whistle goes and a foul. It looked like it was away from the ball. And Donovan will have the kick. It's okay, Timmy. Don't be jealous. Play down to the left side and out of play for a throw-in for Hope College. On the throw, it's Beard to Curry, who headers it forward for Bragginton. Bigelow with possession as this one goes up ahead. Finding Mike Sell, as Mike Sell trying to make the chance, still has it, looks to center it, and a diving stop from Donovan thwarts that chance from developing any further. Good move there from Donovan, ranging to her right to make the stop. As Donovan boots it to midfield. I have a couple subs now. Check on in. As coming on out is Caspi. And in her spot is number 16, Adriana Shuttler. And currently, for all you hip-hop fans out there, there's 17:38 left in this second half of play. If you get the reference, bonus points to you. As the play up ahead, trying to create the chance and getting tangled up there. As issued the yellow card is Peebles. Excessive contact and lead to this free kick opportunity for the Flying Dutch of Hope College. So the first card issued today as Peebles gets charged with the yellow. So a chance here now for the Flying Dutch off of the yellow card from Mackenzie Peebles to make something happen. Here comes the free kick as this one gets into the box, but it's too far to the left side and out of play. 17 minutes and out of play. As Jasminski comes back in for the Maroons, along with Maddie DeVoe, number 9. Kick from Donovan goes to midfield and along the far side, and it goes out of play. Again, a 1-1 score Not a lot of offensive development here from either side in this second half so far. Trying to take control there was Nicole Willing, number 26, in white. Willing, the freshman from Bethesda, Maryland. Nice cancel out there defensively from Sydney Mathis. Looking up ahead to Diaz, but intercepting that pass there was Eliza Beard as she'll take control on the right side. Centering passing towards the edge of the box, and a good defensive play from Hudson to clear back. Willing gets tripped up. No call. We play on. As in control now is Dalton. Dalton off the left foot, and ranging to her right was Donovan to make the stop. Goes over the outstretched right arm out of play, and she'll have a goal kick. It's starting to get a little louder here now at Stagg Field. As members of the football team still sticking around to watch this action today. And that is dedication after a long afternoon of practice. Still cheering on their fellow Maroons athletics. That was a great thing you like to see. If you're at the volleyball match we had last night, both football, basketball, and men's soccer were in the gym last night. And I know, Timmy, you weren't there last night, but boy, it was loud inside the Ratner gym. As they upset number 11, Illinois Wesleyan, in four sets to women's volleyball. As they go, they went to 9-0 on the season after that four-set victory last night that our guy Chris Rouse had the pleasure of calling. As Beard will cancel that one out for the Flying Dutch. Well, Diaz stays with it. It'll go out of play. You gotta love the football guys. They're kind of being the big student cheering section here. As there's under 14:15 to play. Diaz will leave it for Mathis. How loud will it get when a goal is scored? That may become the lingering question now is, you have that feeling if there's that next goal scored, that may do it for the match overall, as it has been a tightly contested defensive battle here off second half. Diaz now centers it into the edge of the box. A couple players collide, nobody gets it, and eventually getting the touch back was Hodgetts. And it goes back now to Peebles, who was issued a yellow card earlier in the second half. A little bit of a misplay there, but cleaning that one up is Dalton. Dalton ships it ahead to the left side, finds Braggington. Kind of pushed off there was Hudson. Braggington stays with it, centering it into the box. And Mathis with the clear outside of the box. And trying to keep it up was Dalton, but to no avail. Now it's Hope Cowell trying to put the pressure on as we approach 13 minutes to play here in regulation, and it's out of play for a Flying Dutch throw-in. We're going to have men's soccer free on the other side tonight at 7 o'clock, so make sure you stick around for that right here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. About an hour break or so from action in between contests here. Marsman with control to the left. Another defensive half for the Maroons. ...12:25 to play. As this one, clearing that one up was number 10 in Rachel Hudson again. And we're going to have a platoon swap of Maroons now as four new players come on in, so bear with me for just a moment. As it looks like some of the original starters now coming back in as Adriana Vera comes in along with Jenna McKinney. Also back in is Naomi Wiener, number 20, who saw action back in the first half of play, along with Rachel Bishop, number 30. Tabitha Bishop, excuse me, number 30. Good header there from Peebles. And ooh, trying to clear it and not the greatest of kicks. That one actually kind of spun backwards from Casey Gervia. Gervier, rather, excuse me, on the pronunciation, as play at the outside the midfield circle in the defensive half of Chicago, as making that play there was DeVoe. Nice move there to keep possession. Now it's Diaz. This one goes out to the bleachers in front, and a maroon throw-in. And we'll have another sub come in with 11 minutes to play as Rachel Diaz is going to come on out. And that's going to give the chance for Hannah Watkins to come on in. So Watkins got a nice breather from halftime to now. But with now just over 10 minutes to play in the second half, the leading point and goal scorer for this team, it'd be time for her to shine as we have an injury from behind the play. As having to come on out now, didn't see what happened. Mackenzie Peebles seems to be favoring her left leg a bit. Could be a cramp issue, not sure. Don't want to speculate, obviously, but she's going to have to come on out. And immediately coming back in, actually, is number 8, Rachel Diaz. And we'll see now a Flying Dutch substitution while we're at it, as back on in is number 16, Audrey White, as Abby Preskoff now will head to the bench. So Peebles get checked out by the training staff. Mathis with the throw-in as we get play back underway, as we have 10 minutes now to go. Bishop. She wanted to go left for Watkins, but Watkins went in the other direction. Hudson to Watkins. Wanted to play it to McKinney, but nobody home. 9.5 now to go in this top 15 battle in Division III women's soccer between the Maroons and the Flying Dutch. Maroons come in number 3 ranked, Hope College number 15. And it is played as such, as a bad setup there from Braggington, trying to calm it down, but just kind of was a little too relaxed on that one as Watkins comes away with that turnover. And does that perhaps cost it? And it does not, as trying to chase on in was DeVoe. And a stop made from Ellingball. We get a whistle and I believe we're going to get a card issued. And we do. I didn't see who it went on, as it looks like they actually gave that one to Riley Dalton. So Dalton now issued a yellow. So that's a yellow card each for both sides now, both coming in this second half of play. So Dalton the yellow, along with Peebles, who checked out due to injury, had a yellow before she got injured. We have 9:07 to go. This one gets into the box, and that one, ooh, that was a good chance there, as that one hop did not touch any player, just took a high hop off the grass. Ellingbo makes the stop. And a little slow to get out there was Eliza, but she appears to be okay. That's Hudson with the header. And now playing up towards McKinney. Now Vera. And Dalton pushed off there from Bishop. Bishop back with the control outside the midfield circle. Now it's trying to play up ahead was DeVoe, as she was looking to play it up to Vera. But nothing doing there. 8:15 now to play here in regulation. 1-1, we are still tied. Tension rising here at Stagg Field as this one goes to Mathis. Chops that one to midfield. Back in Hope College's possession. And they sends back into the back end of the Maroons' defense. And clearing it to the left side was Hudson for a Flying Dutch throw-in. A couple Flying Dutches now will come on in for some substitutions. It's coming on out is Megan Bigelow. And also checking on out is Rachel Bingington. Braggington, rather. As in their places now will be Caroline Burkhart and Grace Boobin. Watkins trying to take control off the header. Center it into the box. The header there goes wide. Trying to chase after it was Curry, but it'll go out of play for a goal kick. Donovan will take the goal kick. 7:15 to play here in this second half. And a chance here is this one, a long way shot, is saved by Donovan. And is taking that chance there was Curry. As Minsky. And cleared out by the Flying Dutch. Another sub now for the Maroons. And looks like Mackenzie Peebles is back on in, which is a good thing to see. As coming out was her replacement in Caroline Wachter. Wachter, the sophomore from Cary, North Carolina. As one centered into the box. Oh, they were looking for McKinney again. Stays alive for a moment. Maroons still have possession. Goes to Vera. And this one goes through a few more legs. And eventually the Flying Dutch clear back to Mathis. And Mathis, they did not call a handball there. And fans of Hope College that were here wanted the call. They didn't get it. We play on. It's Watkins with control. Watkins looking to play to the right side. Couldn't. Now she was looking there for Jasminski, and that one's out of play for a Maroon throw-in. 5:40 to go. Jasminski off the throw-in, lost possession, and that one will go out of play, and it'll be a corner kick. Corner kick number 6. Again, no corner kicks today for Hope College. 6 for the Maroons now. As we approach 5 minutes to play, a big chance here. Adriana Vera to take this corner from the far side. A low one goes to McKinney looking to kick to the right foot. Stays in the air for a moment and Bigelow makes the stop. Ellingbow rather makes the stop. Jordan Ellingbow coming up big here in spots late in this second half. As this one goes back to Watkins. Watkins looking ahead for McKinney, who got the goal in the first half. Vera keeps it in play and trying to chip it forward to McKinney. And right place, right time, though, is Ellenbo, who was coming in way off her edge there outside the box. As it goes to Peebles and then cleared down for Donovan. And she's telling her defender, stay back, I got it. Under 4.5 now to play. Hudson plays to the right side, looking for Jasminski, but to no avail, and out of play it goes. Maroons throwing. Jasminski with a header there, but that's going to deflect wide, and it'll go off for a goal kick. Under 4 minutes to play, still tied at 1. In this top 15 battle here in Division III women's soccer between the Hope College Flying Dutch out of the MIAA and your University of Chicago, the Maroons out of the UAA. Ellingbow with the kick to the left side, and that one does not work successfully as that one goes out of play for a Maroon throw-in. Jasminski off the throw-in, and she is tripped up, I believe, and they do make the call on it. So an opportunity now for the Maroons. Peebles will take the kick. Under 3.5 to go. No cards were issued there. Peebles to take it from the right side. Peebles with it towards the box, looking for Watkins. A nice header. Stays up. DeVoe tried to get the shot off, but that one goes out of play, and it'll be a goal kick. Under 3 minutes to go. Goal kick coming up for Ellingbow. As into the game now for the Maroon, or I should say rather the Flying Dutch, is number 4 in Brindley Neuenheis. 2.5 to play. High up in the air, this goes to the midfield circle. Back of the defensive half of Hope College, it's Watkins. Oh, they were looking there for Vera, but a whistle, and that one's going to be against Bishop. And we'll play it the other way. Two minutes to play. With the kick is Marsman. Dalton. Finds Burkhart to the right side. Centering shot in. No avail and out of play. They'll still have the throw in. Just under 100 seconds to play of this second half. Seconds to go. As this one goes out of play for a Maroon throw in. Watkins will get it in quickly now. To McKinney, back to Watkins, the leading goal scorer on this Maroons team. She's got four goals so far this season. Back and forth from Mathis to Watkins. Up ahead to the left side, it's McKinney. Nice play to herself. She plays it up ahead along the left side. It's McKinney with control. McKinney trying to cross it in, stays in play, and has that one deflect away. As we now have under 1 minute to play in the second half, Watkins gets it back. Watkins. Cross into the box. And that one there for Vera. And this time they do call a handball. Oh, that was right in the wheelhouse of Maddie DeVoe, who was ready to boot that one into the back of the net. Oh, so close. Ellen Bow to take the kick. As we now have under 40 seconds to play in this half. And last year when these two teams met, it was a dominant 4-0 Maroons victory. Different story today. This one will go out of play for a Flying Dutch throw-in as we now have 20 seconds to play of regulation time. Flying Dutch throw-in and a push there from Peebles as the final 10 seconds of this second half are going to tick on down, and we are going to need some extra time here at Stagg Field. So how do you like them apples for a top 15 battle here today? As both teams will go to their benches for a quick timeout. As there'll be a 5-minute intermission. We'll step aside for a couple minutes as well, and we'll get you set for overtime action here at Stagg Field. It is 1-1 here between the number 3 Maroons and the number 15 Flying Dutch. Take a short break and come right back here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. Don't go away. Getting you set for sudden death overtime here at Stagg Field. It is a 1-1 tie between the Flying Dutch of Hope College and your University of Chicago Maroons. Tied at one as we're about to begin the sudden death overtime. Well, folks, if you don't know the rules and you need to be caught up on it, next goal wins. That's all we got to say about that. So the Maroons will still be going right to left here for the sudden death period, and the Flying Dutch will be going left to right as both teams took a five-minute break after the second half had concluded that ended with some pretty late-minute drama with some nice chances from both sides. As it'll be the Maroons that have the first touch here to begin this sudden death period. And off we go. And no, we don't. Officials blow the whistle. And we'll have to redo that. Looks like the timer was an issue, and now we get play back underway as the 10-minute timer goes up. But again, next goal wins. And 10-minute overtime sudden death period. So regardless when the next goal happens, which the shot there from DeVoe goes wide, next goal happens, that's when the clock stops and that's when the match comes to an end. Ellingbo with the kick. Bishop trying to battle for it defensively. As men's soccer now below us getting ready for their match that we'll have for you later on tonight. As this one gets out of the outstretched foot and a chance there is kind of whiffing on that attempt was Kreskoff, who is the lone goal scorer for the Flying Dutch. That one stopped there from Donovan. That one goes back to Kreskoff for a moment. Watkins comes up to play it. Has it at the midfield circle. Ball had some funny English on it. That's why she didn't play it up ahead right away. Coming away with that one was DeVoe. Now it's McKinney. McKinney goes to her right. Looks for some space. Backs that one off for DeVoe. Now it's Vera. Vera centering it. Looking there for Bishop. Comes back to Peebles. Now it's Mathis. Mathis up ahead. Looking for Watkins, but that one's just a hair high. Kreskoff has the height battle against Mathis, as this one will go out of play for a Maroons throw-in. Mathis will have the throw-in. Header there from Watkins, trying to center it. Goes back to Peebles. And both these teams in their very first matchup back in 1989, it was a 2-1 overtime victory for the Maroons. Might deja vu repeat itself 29 years later? Kreskoff to the left side. As that one finds Nieuwenhuis. Nieuwenhuis trying to keep it in play but can't. And that goes out for a goal kick. Or I should say, are they going to call it a corner? They do. The one official overruled the other, so the first corner kick comes in the first overtime for Hope College here this afternoon, and as we get into the early evening hours, I should say. Flying Dutch with their first corner gets in, and a header there from Bishop. Plays back towards the corner spot. And controlling it now is Peebles, who clears it downfield. Up ahead now, and Vera has it, and she's going to get whistled for the contact. Some of the football players from their practice earlier today still sticking around for this overtime session. Tied at one with 6:12 on the timer. This one gets in towards the box, and Donovan makes the one-hop stop. Donovan in her third match this season. Has not started in either of the previous two, including the one and not including the one today. Has yet to allow a goal so far this season. Sounds out of play for a Flying Dutch throw-in, and get a whistle and substitution now as Vera will come on out. As in her spot will be Nicole Willing. This one deflects. Airy, as it's Preskov. Oh, she had a big chance, and she is mad at herself for that one. She didn't get a lot of it on the touch, but Donovan makes the stop, and Preskov trying to go with the breakaway opportunity. Throws it quickly up ahead to Mathis along the left side. Good throw from Donovan. Mathis trying to get into second gear, followed by Preskov behind her. Pass up ahead, deflects back to Mathis. Mathis is going to go with the shot. Why not? And Ellingbow makes the stop. This one plays back to Peebles at midfield. DeVoe kind of puts a fake on it, goes to McKinney. McKinney will play it back to the right side as that one will find Suter. Suter along the right side. Centering pass in for DeVoe. Went down for a moment. And this one will go out of play for another Maroon throw-in. 4:15 on the timer. Suter, high shot in towards the box, looking for Watkins over her head. She'll go back and chase it down to the near left side. Now back to Mathis. Mathis to Watkins as they play a little back and forth. Up ahead, Bishop. Ooh, looking for some give and go. Mathis kind of pulled back. It found Watkins instead. Cross in, went towards DeVoe off the left leg and out of play. Beer will have the throw-in. 3.5 to play. Hits off the back of Mathis. Now McKinney plays it to Watkins. Watkins, ooh, that one hit off the back of one of the Flying Dutch defenders. And tracking that one down was Bishop. Bishop deflects it off the pass attempt to Mathis. Peebles will settle the score to McKinney. Jenna McKinney to Watkins. Hannah Watkins with 4 goals on the season. This one battles around for Willing. Willing will go to the right side. And this one with a shot in, and that one goes just wide. Oh, what an opportunity. As with just under 2:45 to go, that was Claire Suter who came in shrieking from the right side. Nobody seemed to have had her defended as that one just missed the near post. Best chance we've seen so far in this overtime session. And as this one bodied away from that one was Bishop. Tumbles down, gets up okay, no call. As the sun begins to set, you can tell by our vantage point here from up top, it is going to get blinding with the sun, rather. 2 minutes now to play as that one goes onto the baseball field. It's hit to the second baseman. Grounded over to first, and nobody's there to make the out. Now back to soccer. Play along the left side, and they're looking for the cross in, and that one headed away from Peebles. And this one comes back into the wheelhouse, and that one shot it is wide. Donovan lets it go as that was Preskov again. Substitution now for the Maroons as DeVoe comes out. And in her spot is Claudia Hodges. Donovan with the kick, 1:20 to play. Throwing for the Maroons. Jasminski plays to the right side. trying to make the play is Hodges, who's got fresh legs coming off the bench. And that one goes out of play for a Maroon throw-in as we now have under a minute to play.
1 minute remaining.
Jasminski to the far corner. Tries to play it out, but it'll be still a throw-in. 40 seconds. McKenna, that one deflects out in the same spot again. Same throw-in from the same spot from the same team. Throwing now ahead for Jasminski, who tries to place towards the edge of the box. Wheels to center back for a cross attempt. That one goes back to Bishop. She backtracks. It looks for number 17 in Mackenzie Peebles, but that shot goes wide. Final 10 seconds of this overtime session are going to kick off, and we're still going to be tied at one apiece. So now we'll get ready for overtime session number two. And why not here in this top 15 battle with two teams that have been so stout defensively. As we go to double overtime here at Stagg Field, both teams will get a little bit of a breather as we'll get set for double overtime action just a little bit. We'll step aside as well, as it's still a 1-1 tie as we go into double OT here on the Maroons. Broadcast now. We'll be back in a moment. About to begin overtime number two here at Stagg Field as we still have a 1-1 tie score between the number 15 ranked Flying Dutch out of Hope College and your number 3 ranked University of Chicago Maroons. Maroons come into today 4-0, Flying Dutch 3-0. As this top 15 premier battle has lived up to every expectation it was supposed to and more. And we'll have men's soccer for you later on. So the 10 minutes back on for overtime number two. And we'll see if we can get that go-ahead goal in this OT session. It'll be now Hope College going right to left and the Maroons of the University of Chicago left to right. And underway we go for double OT. And a quick shot in there is going to be swallowed up by Donovan. That one off the foot there of Abby Preskoff. Preskoff, the lone scorer. You have to go way back into the first half of action. When we had both goals scored. Preskoff had the first goal, and then following that was Jenna McKinney. Peebles with a high boot at midfield. Watkins. And trying to chase it down is McKinney. But clearing that one out of play there for the Flying Dutch was Liza Beer. Watkins, is that one go out of play? Yes, it did. Flying Dutch will have the throw-in. And the Maroons' next match will be here on Saturday when they take on Wisconsin Oshkosh for a 1 p.m. start time. Chris Rouse will have the call for you on that one. Timmy Helms will be in the same exact spot he's in right now. And the weather for this upcoming match on Saturday is supposed to be just as nice as we have it here today, as Hudson will clear to the left side. And that one goes out of play for a Maroon throw-in. 8:25 to go here in double OT. That was Willing with control. Backtracked was McKinney. As DeVoe made the plan, and now it goes to Willing. Willing with the kick to the right side, looking there for Jasminski. Nobody home. And this one, that took a bad deflection off of Curry. Oh, Bishop had control, looking for Watkins. Going to shoot it up ahead, and coming out to make the stop was Jordan Ellenbow. Ellenbow with the kick right to left past midfield. Header up ahead as good pressure there from Mathis. That one goes out of play for a Flying Dutch throw-in. Taking this throw-in for Hope College will be Lindsey Coy. Up with it now is Dalton. Dalton with a shot! And that one just goes wide of the far post and above the crossbar. Best chance here in the overtime periods from Hope College so far. He's trying to go top shelf. It's Riley Dalton. Donovan to take the kick. 6:48 to play in double OT. Oh, no, almost a big whiff there from Mathis, but no damage done. Plays to Watkins. McKinney. McKinney still battling as this one cleared out by the Flying Dutch and out of play for a Maroon throw-in. 6:15 to play in double overtime. Still tied at one between the 15th-ranked Flying Dutch and the 3rd-ranked Maroons out of the University of Chicago. And we get a whistle and tell Mathis to back up a few steps for the throw-in. Headed there from Watkins misses, but it still is a Maroon throw-in. Good clear there from the Flying Dutch off the throw-in attempt that was going towards McKinney. Get a whistle and a foul on Hope College. So it'll be a reset now coming for the Maroons. Peebles will have this kick. Under 5.5 to play. High kick gets in towards the box. Ellenbow falls down to make the save. She had it up in the right hand for a moment, and the ball just fell down with her. That was a good save from the sophomore from Grand Haven to make a big stop here in double overtime. Now under 5 minutes to play. Excellent defense here from both sides all afternoon. And great goal minding as well. DeVoe. With the left foot to the left side, but nobody home. It's just orange jerseys. Peebles. Nice move around one Flying Dutch forward. Now it's to Willing. Willing with a spin move. We approach 4 minutes to play in double overtime. Still tied at one. Suter. Up ahead. And that one way out of the running attempt there for Jasminski. It goes out of play for a goal kick. Going to have a Dutchman sub as Preskoff now will come on out. And the sun reflection makes it hard to see who just came in for the Flying Dutch. It looks like that was number 16, Audrey White, that came in. Out of play for a maroon throwing. And we get a whistle before the throwing, and it's a maroon substitution. Hannah Watkins will come on out. She'll get a breather. As coming back in will be Rachel Diaz. We also had a Flying Dutch substitution as well, as it looked like Caroline Burkhart came back in. And the boot cleared down from Lindsay Coy. Under 3 minutes to play here in double overtime. Bishop with a clear down ahead, looking for Willing. And that one cleared out by Hope College to midfield. 2:45 to go. And Donovan will come out and make the stop. Misplay boot there as it'll be in the Maroons' possession for a moment. Sticking with it is Willing. And one deflects to the middle for McKinney. It's played back for Diaz now. Diaz with the shot. And that one will be just moving to her left was Jordan Ellingbow. 2:10. Peebles with the boot downfield. DeVoe couldn't handle the hot pass that came her way. And this one staying along the far side. Nice keep in there by the Flying Dutch. And that one a short pass that Hudson will take control of. Now it's DeVoe. DeVoe up ahead. Oh, she was looking for Jasminski streaking, but a good cancelization there from Coy. At the center of the pitch, it'll go back into the Maroons' defensive half. Back kick will go to a chasing Jasminski, who's kind of chased off the ball there from Coy. Now it's White looking for Curry left side. And it will not stay in play for Curry. Throwing now for Suter and the Maroons. We approach 1 minute to play in double overtime. Again, the two combined goals came way back in the first half. And I'm saying way back because it feels like forever ago. Hudson to the left side. Finds McKinney, who circles it back and will play it to her left side on defense. It's Peebles. Peebles slides, takes a fall. Diaz now plays back. Mathis to clear it up ahead, but it goes out of play for a Flying Dutch throw-in. As we now have 30 seconds to play in double OT. This one, oh, that sneaks in towards Curry, and that shot goes just wide. Oh, a big chance from Hillary Curry. Oh, so close. Under 15 to play. Suter boots it up ahead. 10 seconds to go. The countdown begins. Jasminski can't make a play on it. Whistle goes, and that does it for double overtime. A late flurry from the Flying Dutch does not work. And double OT was not enough. So after the double overtime session, both teams will shake hands in midfield, and this one will come to a 1-1 draw. So a top 15 battle that lived up to the ages ends in a 1-1 tie between the Maroons and the Flying Dutch. So the Maroons will go to 4-0-1, while the Flying Dutch will go to 3-0-1. Our next Maroons women's soccer broadcast will be this Saturday the 16th for a 1 p.m. start time when they'll be taking on Wisconsin Oshkosh. So that'll do it for us here at this side of Stack Field. We got to make our way over to the other side. We got 7 o'clock men's soccer starting. We finish here with a 1-1 tie. We got men's soccer for you coming up in 40 minutes. Stick with us. We'll be back here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.